Most of the effort to control college drinking at house parties involves education, partly because enforcement is costly and hasn't been particularly effective in the past. Madison police say there won't be sting operations, nor will there be party patrols, where they try to bust every person at a beer bash. Madison Police Captain Luis Udice says their main concern in controlling drinking is the crime that often comes with it.
It's not a moral issue for us. It's not a moral issue in terms of whether it's right to drink or not drink, but it's really a public safety issue for us. And more within the context of the concern that we have for the personal risks that are posed to the students.
As the school year gears up, Madison police are getting pressure from campus area neighbors to crack down. UW-Madison Dean of Students, Lolo Hong, is encouraging students to respect their neighbors and vice versa.
So I think it's important that we see them as part of this community rather than as a detriment to or a threat to the Madison community. And so to that end, I would encourage people who reside in neighborhoods where students do live to reach out and meet them and greet them.
Madison police have put out a flyer listing the cost of fines for alcohol-related crime and tips on how students can stay safe if they choose to drink. In addition, UW students themselves have put out an 8-page guide telling potential party hosts how to keep the cops at bay. Among the suggestions, keep the party quiet, know your guests, and control the heat so guests don't get ill or wander outside to keep cool. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.